Hey guys, and welcome to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, founders of Pre-PA Clinic, and we are so happy you are here. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right place, and we are so excited to help you get accepted to PA school. One myth out there is that you have to be a perfect candidate to get accepted to PA school, and we are here to tell you it is simply not true. We have years of experience working at PA schools, reviewing CASPA applications, deciding who to interview, and deciding who to accept. And guess what? You can absolutely get accepted to PA school without perfect stats. And we are here to show you exactly how to apply to PA school the right way so you can get accepted. You have probably heard about our application to acceptance course, also known as A to A course, and have seen the testimonials from all the applicants that have been accepted because of this course. A to A is invaluable for showing you how to pick the right PA schools that value your strengths and are more willing to overlook weaknesses, creating your strongest application that stands out to programs so that they are really excited to interview you, deep diving into each and every part of your CASPA application to make sure you are highlighting yourself the right way, how to answer interview questions so you crush your interview, and so much more. We literally walk you through creating your strongest, most competitive application. So if you haven't joined A to A yet, definitely get in and let's put together your most outstanding PA school application. We are so excited to see you in the private A to A group and can't wait to hear which PA schools you land interviews at and where you decide to attend. Sign up in the show notes. Now on to today's episode.
So we get asked this question all the time, and so we just want to clear up a few things about what is considered patient care experience and what is considered healthcare experience. So you have the opportunity to put your different healthcare jobs into these two categories into CASPA. And it can sometimes be hard to understand which one is healthcare experience and which one is patient care experience. So here are some tips for you to figure this out. Patient care experience really focuses on hands-on clinical duties that you do to help patients. For example, if you're an EMT or a paramedic, this type of experience would be considered patient care experience because you're intubating, you're giving injections, you're giving oxygen, you're taking a history, and you really are like clinically intervening in these patients. So this type of thing would be patient care experience. Now, we know that even as a PA, like, there's always some admin stuff, right? You always have to chart, we have to do peer-to-peer, etc. So we know that every single second of your job is not going to be hands-on, even as PAs, physicians, EMTs, etc. We have to do some charting and we have to do some paperwork. That's all part of the job. So as long as the majority of your duties are patient care duties, then you can count that as patient care experience. Now, healthcare experience is where you're still working in the healthcare environment, but you don't have many hands-on duties. So these are things like a lot of, for example, nurse assistants or patient care assistants, patient care techs, etc., can fall under this. So let's say you're working in a nursing home and you are helping patients with ADLs, right? Activities of daily living, such as bathing, feeding, transferring, etc. Well, these aren't really hands-on clinical duties, so this type of thing would be healthcare experience. Maybe you're transporting patients in and out from CT to MRI, etc. Again, that type of thing would be healthcare experience because you don't have those hands-on duties. You're not taking vitals, you're not giving injections, you're not intubating, etc. So even though you're still working in the healthcare environment, you don't have those patient skills, we count this as healthcare experience because we want you to be able to show that, hey, I've worked in the hospital environment, I've worked as a team, I've worked with patients, I really understand medicine. And so they allow you to put those things under healthcare experience. Another thing to think about is there is a research experience section as well. So if you did any kind of research, which typically involves less patient care experience, you might take blood or something like that, samples, etc., but mostly research focused, then you can actually put that under research. So even if you do a few, you know, HCE duties or PCE duties in your research, we recommend putting that under research unless the majority of your time is actually doing PCE, etc. So I hope this really helped you figure out which one is HCE and which one is PCE. Thank you for listening to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off.
Thank you so much for listening and for letting us be a part of your path to becoming a PA. It is truly such an honor to show you what's possible for your life as a PA and to take you from pre-PA to waking up every day as a PA and living the life you dream of having. We are so grateful for you and for this opportunity to be a part of your life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode and share this with someone who needs to hear this information. Keep up all your incredible work and we will catch you at the next episode.